This afternoon at Raymond James Stadium, team owners announced that Tampa Bay will soon have a new soccer team with a familiar name.
There will be a new professional soccer team that will compete in the United Soccer League's Division I, starting in the 2010 season, and the name of that team will be the Tampa Bay Rowdies.
That was Andrew Nestor, the president, CEO, and part owner of the group. Nestor said that the team has not decided on a new logo, but the colors will remain green and yellow, just like the Rowdies team that played with the North American Soccer League and other leagues until 1993. Tim Holt is the COO of the Rowdies' new league, the USL, which has been based in the Carrollwood section of Tampa since 1996. Holt said that Nestor and the rest of the team's ownership group are all united in their passion for soccer.
We're grateful for their confidence not only in United Soccer Leagues, but also their faith in the Tampa market to support the professional soccer team that they're about to put on the field. USL First Division, which they're joining, is the top professional league of USL. It currently boasts 11 teams. We have announced expansion for 2009 to the market of Austin, Texas. Obviously, we're announcing today expansion to Tampa Bay for 2010. It is unique and distinguished by being the only FIFA-recognized professional soccer league in the world that has teams competing in three different soccer federations, Canada, the United States, and Puerto Rico.
Nestor said they are looking to build a privately funded stadium in Northwest Hillsborough County.
We are looking to construct a soccer-specific stadium that will be used for other sports as well.
Former Rowdies player Perry Vanderbeck was the first person hired by the new incarnation of the Tampa Bay Rowdies. He will be their technical director and will be in charge of their youth soccer initiatives. WMNF asked Vanderbeck for more information about the stadium.
Obviously, they're looking at some different options, but again, they're not going to build a stadium, obviously, nowhere near the size of this. They want to make it a soccer specific to begin with, but I'm sure they're going to use it for other events, put it that way, sporting events. And there's so much soccer, especially in the youth, that you can use it for different, areas. But I'm not really sure how large it's going to be to start with. I think they started with a number, but looking at the excitement and everything that's going on, that could change by the time they get it going.
Vanderbeck said he's excited to have pro soccer back in Tampa.
You know, it's great. I mean, we've been missing it. And obviously, when the mutiny had folded, again, there was only 12 teams in the league, and it went back to 10. And I didn't want to go backwards. So, I kind of sat on the fence and was hoping that professional soccer would come back. At times, I thought it was going to come back sooner than it did. But you know what? It's here, and we're moving forward. So I think this community's missed professional soccer. This is an opportunity for all the local youth players, at any level, to obviously come to the game, experience a professional soccer game, and you know what? That's how I learned the sport, through watching other players.
David Laxer is president of Burns Steakhouse in Tampa and another part owner of the new franchise.
I think it'll be great for the community. Certainly, the Tampa Bay area, Clearwater, St. Pete, Tampa, has a great soccer tradition, not only professionally, but on youth level as well. So I think having that pro team back in the area is going to be great for everyone.
You can learn more about United Soccer Leagues by visiting uslsoccer.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.